Josh, thank you very much for calling, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk with us. The Public Service Alliance of Canada, unfortunately, is on strike right at the moment, and it's quite a significant amount of workers that are affected. Please, just get your comments on the fact that unfortunately strike action has been taken, and how much of an inconvenience is it to the workers?
Yeah, Keith, it is an inconvenience to myself, to the workers, and to Canadians in whole. We, as the union, Public Service Alliance of Canada, we have 155,000 federal servants that are on strike. This doesn't just stay within Service Canada for the unions that I represent here. It goes across 23 different departments in the government of Canada. So that's even in Grand Prairie here, where I'm calling from, we have Department of Fisheries and Oceans, we've got RCMP, we've got Veteran Affairs, we've got the Department of Justice, myself, Employment and Social Development Canada, and everything in between in that case as well. So there's quite a lot going on. Just considering the number of total federal servants we have, it's about 350,000 federal servants. So if you look at that 150,000 that are on strike, that's pretty much half of everybody on strike.
How much of an inconvenience has this made to the general public, especially now since tax season is right around the corner?
Yeah, I mean, everything is going to be delayed, I'll be honest. There's so for the CRA, I can't speak much to it, but they have about 35,000 members that are part of Public Service Alliance of Canada, and they've pretty much shut down their entire inquiry line. So if you have questions about taxes and where to file and how, all that stuff, you'll definitely get a delay there. So instead of maybe an hour on the phone, you'll spend closer to 4 hours.
Holy moly.
And yeah, it can be a lot. Even with myself, I'm with Employment Social Development Canada. We have our essential employees still in there working away because we do care about the safety and the security of Canadians, right? We want to make sure that they have enough money for whether they're on EI or getting a SIN number for their new job or getting into the workforce, or even for seniors with their pension. We want to make sure that they get their money. But everything else, like passports and anything frivolous, like, well, not frivolous, but anything that's not completely necessary, we're not essential, right? So we're on strike.
Yeah, I was going to ask actually, Josh, how much of a well, you mentioned the inconvenience. I guess there has been a sort of, I guess, a priority list as to what is deemed essential and what has not been deemed, or what has been deemed unessential at this particular point. How quickly do you think, fingers crossed, that we get back to everything sort of being on the essential list?
Well, it's we're hoping to get things resolved right away, but we do need the government to get back to the table and give us a fair wage offer. Inflation is, so I'll give a little bit more background here. We've been without a contract for 2 years now, and that contract essentially gives us what we are entitled to, and our that's called our collective agreement. So when we are fighting for these wage increases, we're actually fighting from 2021 until now. So inflation has gone up by 13.62%, I believe, over the last 3 years, and one of our wage offers was 13.5. So even in that wage offer, we're not actually getting a raise. We are just trying to keep up with inflation. So it's not a raise. We're literally just trying to pay our bills, So when we say we want a raise that is A, in line with inflation, and if not more, so that we can, pay our bills and get food on the table.
Can that inconvenience become a convenience for the average citizen, even though unfortunately, as you mentioned, half the workers are unfortunately on strike?
I mean, in the way that we're trying to put a positive on this is that we're not only fighting for ourselves to get wage increases, but it does set a precedence for the general public. You know, private sector has always followed the public sector in trends and stuff like that. So when, yeah, it the convenience that comes from this inconvenience is that we are setting a little bit of a precedence into you know, making sure that people get livable wages.
Where does the Public Service Alliance go from here, and what can the citizens expect?
Right now, they're still at the bargaining table, so we are day three of our strike. And you know, the workers, they want to get back to work. They don't like standing outside, being in the cold, and you know, having to fight for what we deserve. But we are going to do what we need to, and we've taken our legal action to the furthest extent possible because what they've given us was insulting. So they can expect that we are going to show up, you know, every working day to say, hey, we are going to get what we deserve because we need to pay bills just like every other Canadian. And we were there for Canadians. So we're going to continue being there for them as long as our government respects us enough to pay us livable wages.
Is the optimism there, both from workers' points of view and the public, and if you think it does, the public's point of view, that a deal can be reached sooner rather than later?
You know, the reception is pretty good. I've been on the picket lines for the 3 days in a row, you know, pretty much 8 hours a day. And the reception is really good. You know, the workers are positive that, you know, hopefully we're back to work on Monday. Hopefully that we get what we ask for and we get, you know, the what we deserve. But the reception from the public is good as well. You know, there's lots of horns honking outside of our Service Canada building. There's lots of support, and you know, it's really nice to see that Canadians have our back as well when we have theirs.
Josh, I know what it's like to, unfortunately, well, not necessarily be on strike, but I know what it's like to be affected by a committee that's been on strike or a set of workers that have been on strike. Fingers crossed that everything gets resolved and we can all sort of, I guess, return to normal, as it were, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
Josh, I appreciate this.